This morning, exciting times, chapter 35, Enemy Mind. Woo, 2023, exciting times, exciting time. Let's start off with a scripture that it's a mind bender. Luke 14, 26. If anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple.
Whoa.
I never really got this till I did. Could I love the Lord so much that everything else I hate, even my family? I haven't been able to do that, okay? I'm not holy enough to be able to do that. Be clear, right? What Christ is saying exactly, the word we must choose, the word is saying we must choose God above all things. There is a cost to being a disciple of Christ. We walk a road that is lonely at times. And in the lonely, I discover my relationship with God. By choosing God first, everything else falls into place. However, to follow God, that is the challenge, isn't it? To give yourself so completely that what is important to you seems not important at all by comparison. What is important right now, so important, pales in comparison to your love with God. Look, I've found it to be impossible most of the time. Most of the time, but not all the time. Most of the time. And those times where I can actually embrace this scripture, even if the time of comprehending it is brief, all things around me make sense. I feel the Lord's advantage. Very hard concept, though, to get my head around it. But it's a worthy challenge. Like so often with Jesus, as a teacher, in this scripture, he gets his students thinking, doesn't he? Pushing them to uncomfortable thoughts that open the mind and allow the spirit to enter. God prioritizes family. Don't get it wrong. And the responsibilities of family in 1 Timothy 5:8. But if someone does not provide for his own, especially his own family, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. You see, God is saying, family is super important, super important. And I am so much more important than even that. Wow. Right? Wow. So, if 1 Timothy 5:8 is true, to love the Lord is so much more of a challenge, one that I got to try to employ it slowly and carefully to keep my family in order, my life in order. For God to be that far above my family, for me to put God that far above everything that I could actually hate the things I love, that keeps the things I love in order. It's so crazy, isn't it? But it's a concept, a great concept. God's got to be so far up the ladder for me that everything else doesn't matter. Super hard to do. I'm not telling you, so you got that, let's go do it. All right, you guys, see you later. Up they go. Okay, everybody in the car, we're going to be there. Look, it's hard to do. Why is it hard to do? Chapter 35. Enemy mind. This chapter is best referred to as the challenge of all times, kids. The challenge of all times. Get the lesson, even a little at a time. Even if a little at a time, it's more important than not at all. My head is the enemy. It is all mine. My brain thinks of all the things I can do to wreck my life. Unless I turn it over to the Lord completely. Yeah, hard to do, I'm telling you. I got to try it every day, overcome myself, revolt against myself, and evolve in the love of Christ. Revolt against myself. I always want to do what's best for me. Truly, I do. The question is, do I really know what is best for me? Do I know? No, I don't. I think I do. When I try and fail, I ask myself, when I try and I fail, is it God teaching me? Or is it my failure to be in his will? That's a worthy question, isn't it? Is God teaching me or am I just not in his will? You know? Wow. Honorable question. I thought a very good challenge in the study of the word. Can I find these answers in the word? Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. But there's a couple of checkpoints that come along the way. Without it, discouragement can cause me to do things I shouldn't do. When I try and fail, discouragement can cause me to do things. Not good, right? It can cause me to quit. The only way I have found to know the difference between my will and his, short of finding it in the Word, actually finding it in the Word, can I? Yes, I can. How do I do that? Just pick up the book and start reading it. Is it possible to just pick up the Word and start reading it? It is possible. Why is it possible to just pick up the book anywhere and start reading it? It answers my questions because the book is alive. The living Word of God. Hello, hello, hello. That's why they call it the living Word of God. Can it help no matter where you read it? Yeah, it does. It has. It helps me. But short of that, you know, because I'm too busy to read the book. Right. Too busy to read the book. Right. So I might want to notice when what needs to be done isn't what I want to do. Sometimes inconvenient is a good clue. Right. That's generally God's will for me. Okay. In addition to that, things that God does, they yield rather quickly. It might not do what you want it to do, but whatever the challenge, there is a visible positive in it. Even when things aren't going right, there's a visible positive in it. When things are not of God, it could be very easy. It could be a very easy road, but it's a short run. And things that are happening in it are not good for everyone. They're not good. There is a yield that isn't good, even when things are going right. See, it's kind of odd, isn't it? When things are God's will, even though, you know, things might not be working right, there is a positive yield. Even though things might not be going the way you want them to go, when it's not God's will, sometimes things are really easy. But there is something going on that isn't groovy. And if I'm not in prayer and study, I can and will continue to make a mistake or make a mistake. And in the mistake, I lose my way. Depression, upset, and rejection, all bad for anyone, especially you and me in charge of a company. Look, when I'm doing God's will and I fail, I can't wait to try again. I'm excited. I know what I did wrong. I'm excited to hit it again. I'm excited. When I'm not in God's will and things are going good, it feels there are things that aren't jiving. They're not groovy, right? But I'll tell you what, when I'm not in God's will and it fails, sometimes, or even if I fail and I'm not current with God, things get in the way. Depression, upset, rejection, all bad for anyone, especially you and me in charge of a company. Guy, in 1950, Alan Redpath, pastor of Duke Street Baptist Church in Richmond, London, he moved to the United States and became the pastor of the Moody Church. Many of you may have heard of the Moody Church, really a big movement. Back in the 50s and 60s in Chicago. But anyway, Alan Redpath had many super quotes that I enjoy, and I've chosen one to describe the Christian mind under attack. Like you and me, the Christian mind under attack of chaos, right? Once a Christian gets eaten up with discouragement and unbelief, it takes a great deal to shake him out of it. Those two emotions are the master strokes of Satan. So long as the child of God maintains an attitude of praise and trust in the Lord, then he is invincible. Once the devil gets him discouraged, that poor man is really going to take a knocking. What a great quote, man. What a great quote, right? There are plenty of challenges in life. However, the greatest challenge, I would say, is myself and my own thinking. I am my own enemy without God. I am my own enemy. And even with God, it's a constant, never-ending battle of me against me. It has been said that the Bible is redundant. I want to address that for a second. I hear that shenanigans all the time. The teachings of leadership are redundant as well, right? Thank God, because none of you on this phone, including myself, can hear it once and get it. Thank goodness there are redundancy. But in regards to the Bible, be careful when you talk like this. That the Bible is redundant. Woo, dog, be careful. You see, the Lord gives the gift of understanding the Word and His will. If you want it, get it? If you want His direction, that book's going to take on a whole other dimension. But if you don't believe it, you're never going to get it. Jesus tried to gather people any way He could, but many denied Him. Even the ones that liked him, some of them denied him, questioned him, right? He tried everything. He tried parables. available to you and me today if you take the time to read them. Parables are stories that illustrate a point. They're in the Bible. They're wonderful to come alongside of the truth. They're little stories to illustrate the point, you know, of truth, help clarify. Jesus had many of them. You may remember some of them, the sower, the rich man and Lazarus, the prodigal son, the good Samaritan, to name a few. Matthew 13:10-14. The disciples came to him and asked, "Why do you speak to the people in parables?" Get this, this is you. He replied, "Because the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven has been given to you, but not to them." Dig that. The knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven has been given to you, but not to them. Whoever has will be given more. Whoever has will be given more. Get that. Whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them. This is why I speak to them in parables. Get what he said there. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them. This is why I speak to them in parables. And then he goes on to say, though seeing, they do not see. Though hearing, they do not hear or understand. In them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah. You will be ever hearing, but never understanding. You will be ever seeing, but never perceiving. That is what happens when you read the book and you don't believe. But a believer reads the book and it jumps off the page. You see, the Bible's not repetitive to those who have eyes to see, given by the Lord, a gift. Rather, it comes alive, and like I said, it lifts off the page. The rich, poor, smart, stupid, healthy, sick, whatever the challenge, whatever the person, we're sinners. And without God, we lack the understanding of redemption, salvation, repentance, mercy, and discernment with a capital D. Discernment with a capital D. Not your idea of what's right and wrong. Discernment. Discernment in the Lord. To be able to know the difference of right and wrong in the Lord, capital D. To be quite frank, your competition, get this. To be quite frank, your competition, if they know these things, will outlive you every time. Your competition, if they know what I just said, they will outlive you every time. In business and in life, pray that the Lord allows you to see every angle of the book designed to keep you alive and efficient, and most importantly, happy and strong in all the affairs of your life. Matthew 13:16. But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. Oh, dig it. For a believer, the Bible is an amazing question and answer tool for a lifetime. For a non-believer, it's an impossible read. A continuous theme is man's challenge to understand and accept God as God. The continuous theme, man's challenge to understand and accept God as God. Without direction, I deal in assumptions, fear, emotions, ego, and self-righteous, pompous thinking, and I'm in command of a ship sailing the waters of anxiety, disappointment, and broken dreams. The actual term enemy mind is misunderstood sometimes, you know, when people are talking to me about it. So let's make it clear. It is spelled enemy mind, M-I-N-E, mind, mind. Although it is in the mind, M-I-N-D, and it sounds the same, the similarity stops there. My enemy is just mine. The enemy prepares fear just for me, a specially designed demon just for me. You see, because what you're scared of, I may not be scared of what you're scared of, and vice versa. You see, chaos is in my head. The demon was designed just for me, mine, perfectly for me. That's why fellowship is so important. Without it, I'm alone with me and my head, and the fears designed by the devil just to make me crazy. And then what? What happens when I get crazy? Well, take back my destiny from the Lord. That's what. We take back our destiny from the Lord. I got it from here. Somebody's got to do something. I got to do something. That spirit has cost many absolutely everything. Leo Tolstoy is quoted as saying, "Everyone thinks of changing the world, but no one thinks of changing himself." If left unattended by the teachings of Christ, I can and will judge everything and everybody around me, viciously, unfairly, incorrectly, and with a stone-cold heart. When I'm stunned at the unfortunate circumstances befallen me, I blame a list of nonsense rather than myself. I blame everything except me. I forget that whatever it is that has come against me, it's mostly created by my own choices and my comparison to other people, my constant comparison to other people. Well, he's got something. You don't know what other people have. You don't even know what you have. If you're busy looking at everybody else, you don't even know what you have. You're not investigating what you have. Today, I pray that I remember, and the world, I pray that the world remember the gift of the cross, the word of God, and the grace given to one who is so unworthy. Whatever I have, I am unworthy for what I have. But I have it, and I have God, and God is with me. That should be enough. Well, here's a couple of scriptures that cover the bet for me. Romans 12:2. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Well, if I don't have the patience for that, right? I know you all understand that. Philippians 4, verse 8. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. I have a quote by C.S. Lewis. True humility is not thinking less of yourself. It is thinking of yourself less. Let's investigate one aspect of my mind or yours. I call it disturbance. It happens when I'm making decisions without the Lord. Scripture, assignments, Bible study, the work, the prayer, the consistency. You know, when you've been given a lot is expected of you. It takes a lot to keep things in line. People say, I don't have time for this. This is what keeps you okay. Assignments, Bible study, work, prayer, consistency, scripture, Lord, I second guess myself without it. My bid should have been higher or lower, right? My bid. I should have been higher or lower. It should have been. I should have done that. That's crazy. Disturbance. I second guess myself. And Jesus, I picked the right price and then quit worrying about it. If it's meant to be, it'll happen. If not, I dodged a bullet and God kept me out of a mess. Once again, disturbance. Make a bid. You don't get the bid. You're all, I should have bid lower. Now, I'll tell you what we do, and you know, in just a second. I'll tell you after my disturbance example number two. I want to impress people for some idiotic reason. After the engagement, whatever it is, I kill myself over and over. Whatever the engagement, you know, a meeting or a luncheon or something, a phone call, I just kill myself over. Did I say too much? Not enough. Should I have been standing different? My voice more of this or that? Disturbance is a nasty business. If you've done what correctly needed to be done, you're good. And working with God, you can let it go. Let whatever is to be, let it be. Stay in God's hands. If you have been correct, you're correct. But without God, you go out of your mind. I go out of my mind thinking such matters. I just do what needs to be done. I bid what needs to be bid. I say what needs to be said. But without God, I start thinking, how should I have been? What would they have liked better? What would have been the green light to let them go? Truth is truth. And in God, you're okay. But without God, man, you go out of your mind thinking of such matters, or worse, you call people back and act like an idiot, changing your mind and trying to restate whatever you already said, and all of it's not good, and all to no good end. I'll change my bid. All you do is make other people not feel good about it, right? I feel good. A good example of when you know you are not in God's will is when you feel all these lunatic feelings. It's much easier to do what God needs to be done. Just do what needs to be done correctly and move on. Be polite, respectful, or strong when necessary. Stay in control of your mouth. Take decisions one at a time. If I'm reading the Bible daily, even a little bit, I'm better at navigating important maneuvers. But I want to say, even a little bit, I'm better. But if I read it a lot and try to understand it, you get what you read. You can't lead if you don't read. The more you do it, the better you can be. So if you want to be great, investigate the Bible. Don't just breeze over it. If I'm praying daily, even a little bit, I'm calm in most situations or all situations for the day. If I'm doing both of these things, reading and praying, it's even to a greater extent, the better I become. Without it, I revert to me. Chapter 35, Enemy Mind, 2023. My head is a dangerous neighborhood. I shouldn't go in there by myself. What do I go in there? I go in with God. I go in with fellowship. What solutions brought me to an understanding of enemy mind? I'm telling you, there's a demon designed just to make me insane, perfectly designed, suited for all my shortcomings. How do I overcome that? An easy phrase for me to remember is revolution, evolution. I learned to revolt against myself and evolve. And that is doing better than my best. And I can't do that without asking him to help me. I can't do better than my best without asking God. Ephesians 5, 15, 20. Be very careful then how you live. Not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's how you pray. Thanks to God the Father. You pray to God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. There it is. Well, should I pray to Jesus? Should I pray to God? I'm telling you what Scripture says right here. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. There is no sanity without structure. Don't let incorrect thinking cause problems. Mediocrity is a choice. Don't use it ever. It'll do, Lou. I'm only human. Throw that behavior, those phrases out in the trash. It's not productive. My brothers and sisters, we're soldiers of Christ. And to those who are given much, much is required. Pray those thoughts out of your mind. I'm only human. What do you expect out of me? It'll do, Lou. That's good enough. Come on. Leave those. Ask him to leave only thoughts that matter to the mission in your head. Thoughts of the task at hand. Ask for the grace of God to achieve what is to be done. Set that demon off to the side. Ask the Lord to hit those chaotic thoughts off to the side. Structure your company and your life inside of fair and financially sound business practices. Live carefully and thoughtfully. Stay on the list, even when you don't like what's on the list. I give people a list every day. They don't like it. Not all of them. They don't like them all. They want to do 3 out of 5. You can't be important if what you're doing is irresponsible. You can't be relevant if what you're doing is irresponsible. The way to relevant and important is not through irresponsibility. Get up, read the book, say your prayers, make breakfast, prepare your desk, take the vitamins, and then get after it. Follow the list, all of it, even the things you don't like doing. Deuteronomy 30, 19, today, I have given you the choice between life and death, between blessings and curses. Now I call on heaven and earth to witness the choice you make. Oh, that you would choose life so that you and your descendants might live. Do you really grasp that? Do you really grasp that? Today you have been given the choice between life and death, between blessings and curses. Now I call on heaven and earth to witness the choice you make. Oh, that you would choose life so that you and your descendants might live! Exclamation mark. Chapter 35, I am my own enemy when I am alone. Yeah, get your head out of the way. Let God do in you what you can't do for yourself. Let me say a word about perceived benefits. Beware! Perceived benefits when the signs are coming up on the road and you're driving by and says, perceived benefits, beware! We think a shortcut may help, right? It will not help. Stay away from perceived benefits. People do it all the time. If I take a hard money loan, if I leverage what I have, very dangerous thoughts. No time for church, no time for study, no time for assignments, no time to give back correctly. You notice I said the word correctly, give back correctly. We all decide that we're so nice and we're doing all these good things for people and we're really, you know, beautiful, but I'm saying correctly. What is giving back correctly? Generally, it's doing the things we don't want to do. We come up with things we do like to do, and we do them and say, look what we did. Not groovy. All of us might want to think about that, right? Remember the Pharisees who thought so highly of themselves? They're mentioned in the book. And they would talk about how highly they were. They would talk about themselves, and they'd to anybody that'd listen, and they'd tell it to God time and time again. Thank you, God, for not making me like that guy. I'm like this. I'm great. God didn't think so highly of them in the book I read. I refer to the treasure chest in my life, those talents he's given me to invest in today. Not tomorrow, today. He's given me what I need today. Everything I need. When I believe I don't have enough, I got to change my thinking. That's not the voice of heaven. I try to carve out the original blueprint of me that God gave me, that God thought of before time itself, one step at a time. Tomorrow will take care of itself if I take care of today. Ask for clarity every day, all day. Romans 12:2. Do not copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Stop all the noise in your head. Oh, I talked about it yesterday to you, right? What are we going to do about advertising? What are we going to do? Everybody else does. Stop the noise in your head. Come on, you're laughing with me. Come on. Stop the noise in your head. God is driving. Stop listening to the chaos of the world and just be. Be in the moment with your Creator. Say thank you to those who give you one more chance. Those who help you. Say thank you instead of, I don't think so. All of you have historical evidence with people that have helped you. Don't suddenly think they don't know what they're talking about. Not a good idea. Remember, you don't deserve anything you have. And neither do I. My gifts are my gifts. The things that God has given me are my gifts from God. I don't deserve them. In his mercy and grace, he's given me another chance, another chance, another chance. He keeps giving me chances and I keep burning them up. Don't burn them up. Be good, be clear, be in God. Not whatever you think is cool. That may not be cool. I use these helpful techniques to bring me back to scripture, to get me back on the straight and narrow, so to speak. Revolution, evolution, I mentioned it. Just there's more. Reason, not treason. I say that a lot. Common sense is not so common, and stupid is very expensive. Yeah, I say that a lot. And as stated even in this lesson, my mind is a dangerous neighborhood. Don't go in there by myself. Fellowship is a good thing. Having the correct teachers, not the ones that will tell you what you want to hear. The correct teachers. God is good all the time. He is, which is good because I'm not good all the time, right? I need you, Jesus. I need you. Chapter 35, enemy mine. I don't let my mind tell me anything without running it by Scripture. Well, I certainly try. I certainly try. But I don't get it all the time. But a little is better than nothing. And the more I do it, the better I get. Why? Because comparison to anything in this world will take me down. Living in the future will take me down. Well, what's going to happen? I got a plan for the future. To a certain extent, you have to take care of what is today, which will affect the future. But you can't decide what's going to happen in the future. Go to the future and see what's going to be. It's very dangerous. It's a song of losers, man. Stay in the right now. To do the right now, you got to do the right now. What do I know about the right now? 2 Corinthians 12:9. But he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weakness, so that Christ's power may rest on me." What does that mean when Paul said it? What does that mean? What it means is that God's grace is sufficient for you. And when you feel weak, that's great. When you feel like you're not enough, that's great. Why? Because when that happens, God can make himself perfect in you. The power of God can be made perfect in your state of weakness. Your strength is enhanced because God is in you. My power is made perfect in weakness. Kids, be aware. Be aware so that Christ's power may rest on me. Oh, is a good thing. Chapter 35, enemy mine. Set that demon off to the side. Call on God. That demon was designed just to make a mess out of everything, and it's perfectly suited for you. Stay in fellowship. Stay in the Word. Stay in God. Set that thing off to the side, insecurities and all that nonsense, finger-pointing, all of it. You know and nobody else knows, the magic, the myth, the legend, all that. Stop it, stop it, stop it. He said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you." He said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." Amen, amen. Chapter 35, enemy mine, M-I-N-E. My mind is a dangerous neighborhood. Don't go in there by yourself. 2023. Amen, amen, amen. Let's go, Johnny. We got people that got to go to work.